Now, the place for blokes who like a smoke on the wild side, that's the motto of the Kirveig Pipe Club, who meet up regularly to smoke their pipes in the Kirveig Bothy. It all started as a bit of a joke. Now there are 15 members and they enjoy this form of what they call extreme pipe smoking. Sergeant Matron, who goes under an alias of Stephen Lewis, is one of the founders of the club. Hello, Sergeant. Hello. Hello, Sergeant.
Hello, good afternoon.
We'll just call you Stephen.
Yeah, Sergeant or Stephen, either way.
How did the club start and why?
The club started in August 2012 when myself and a couple of pals were walking up at near Cape Wrath, and we stopped overnight in Kirveig Bothy. And while we were in there, we were smoking our pipes, and I jokingly said, oh, we should set up the Kirveig Pipe Club. So it started off as a bit of a joke, really, and it's kind of grown arms and legs from there.
And tell me, I'm curious, at what point does somebody fall about coughing and say, open that door, there's 15 of you sitting there puffing away?
Oh, no, we've never had 15 out in
right.
one go. We tend to get four or six, because these places can be quite hard to get to, so there's just usually a small group of us.
And my female ancestors smoked a pipe. I can't remember which ones. My mother, I'm sure, will remind me. Would you welcome the ladies, Sergeant?
Yeah, we have Pipe Babe of the Month in our newsletter.
Pipe Babe of the Month.
Yeah, there's nothing more sexy than a woman with a pipe. So we do pay homage to the chapettes of the world.
There is, actually. You're wrong. But anyway, let's move away from that bit of it. I don't know about pipe smoking. You know, my dad smoked a pipe. I don't think many women smoke pipes. Your mum, your granny smoked
in the countryside.
I wonder, out there, 80295, who do you remember smoking pipes? But let's go back to this. The reason we're talking to you, Stephen, one, I'm curious to where Kirveig is, but secondly, there's a kind of slight hint of illegality about this, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think you may be referring to the Sunday Post article, which had us nicely penned as outlaws. Well, actually, it's completely inaccurate. If you read the Prohibition of Scotland in Certain Premises Regulations 2006, although bothies aren't referred to directly, they come under residential accommodation. And on our website, basically, we make a point that it is legal, but really it's probably legal because they would need a helicopter to police it.
So it's no, hang on. So it's not legal then?
It is legal.
It's only legal because they can't get to you.
Yeah, but when they were drawing up the regulations, it is legal, but I've got a feeling that it's legal because it was just too difficult to do anything about. And technically, because you stay overnight, it is actually a residence.
Now, I personally like the smell of a pipe, Stephen, but there'd be plenty in the office were saying it's a bit of a nightmare. What's the atmosphere like around you chaps?
Well, it all depends on your blend, you see. You've got to choose your blend. I mean, there's a thing called room note, and different blends have different room notes, and some are really nice to everybody and some are nice to only certain people. So it gets pretty foggy in there. But we've been making Bothy smell nice for about 3 years now, so, yeah.
And is it better to smoke the pipe in the Bothy than at home or anywhere else?
Yeah, because it's all about camaraderie, sitting around the fire, staring at the fire and chatting, listening to a bit of music and just enjoying the evening, really. It's a social space and it's a social activity. So, yeah, it's much better in a Bothy than sitting at home.
Does the smoke not stick to your clothes? I used to work with a guy and we went out in the car, you know, emptying washing machine cash and things like that. And I used to smell of it for a week.
Well, if you may not have been to a Bothy then. You've only got to go to a Bothy and you'll smell pretty funny the next morning. So the pipe actually helps.
Just like this instinct, Stephen, last thing. What is the beauty of smoking a pipe? Do you inhale the stuff or is it just the process? What do you like about it?
No, typically most pipe smokers don't inhale. It's the ritual, really. It's the handling the briar in your hand, all the fiddling about. To quote a famous quote, it says, if you're asked why you smoke a pipe, most people say, well, it keeps my hands busy and my mouth shut. So it's kind of nice. It's just a nice thing to do.
Stephen Lewis. Stephen Lewis, thank you very much indeed. I tell you what, anybody out there listening, smoke a pipe or remember anybody in your family, anybody remember women smoking pipes, do let me know.